This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. This is going to be our last shiur through this venue, so we want to thank Rav Shai Schechter for arranging this beautiful program. If anybody enjoyed this particular shiur and wants to join us for some other shiurim, there's a daily shiur at 5 p.m. on Tamar Devaira every day. You're welcome to join us for that. We have a shiur every Wednesday night on streaming live on TorahAnytime.com, as well as on Zoom at 8:30 p.m. We have a Monday morning shiur at 10:30 a.m., a Wednesday morning shiur at 10:30 a.m., and a Friday morning shiur. So please contact me if somebody's interested in participating in some other shiurim. Okay. Parshas Nasa, interestingly, is always a parsha that we read in the immediate aftermath of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And certainly great things are never coincidental. And in fact, the Shlach HaKadosh tells us, in number one, V'lakol zman ve'eslachol chetetz, everything is always in a timely manner. Ki bevadai gilgul ha-moyadim shokol ha-shana, hinei eila moyadei Hashem, hin moyadei drabonon ha-taniyas v'tishbav, bechulon yishayachos lo'ezen ha-parsha shecholos bahen. In other words, the time of the year is always connected to the parsha of the week, even though what one would not ordinarily have expected certain parshios to be connected to the certain Yom Tovim. Nevertheless, the Shla is revealing to us that there is a direct connection between the parsha that we read on a certain Shabbos and that Zman of the year. And therefore, we're entitled to delve and to try to understand what, in fact, is the connection between Parshas Nasai and the aftermath of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. In other words, there must be some connection to taking leave of the Yom Tov of Shavuos with the with Parshas Nasai. So this is something we would like to explore and something that might be of great interest. Let's see if we could get some more screen people. Okay, good. Reb Sender, you're here. Shkoyach. Okay. We have... Oh, Reb Nassim Weldler is here. Shalom Aleichem. I think I saw you by earlier today. Very good. Shkoyach. Okay. So again, welcome everyone. And so that's the question. What is the connection between Parshas Nasai and the aftermath of the Yom Tov of Shavuos? Okay. So in the Parshas Nasai, we have the episode of the Nazir, where we know that the Nazir has to refrain from drinking wine for typically 30 days. And the Torah uses a very interesting description. Shalom Aleichem Gedalia. A very interesting description. And that is, La'aviv u'le'imai la'achiv la'achosai lo yitam alahem b'maysam ki nezer eloikav al-roshai. There is a crown of the Ribbono Shel Olam on his head. So in other words, the Torah is really praising the Nazir with a great accolade. And the Torah is saying that on the head of the Nazir is an actual crown, even though the only thing on his head is very long hair. Nevertheless, the Torah is saying it's ki'ilu, the Nazir has a crown on his head. What exactly is this crown that the Torah is referring to? So another interesting nekuda that we'd like to focus on, and the Siyata Deshmaya, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me really a wondrous matana to try to explain a very famous statement of Chazal, because we know that the aftermath of the parsha of Soita is the parsha of Nazirus. In other words, the parsha of Nazirus is juxtaposed to the parsha of Soita. What is the connection between the Nazir and the Soita? So famously, Rashi cites the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Gimel number 3. Ki'ish ki'afli lomanismacha parshas nazir l'parsha soita. What's the connection between the nazir and the soita? To say that anybody who sees the soita b'kulkula in her state of degradation, and she sees, anyone who sees the lowly, debased state of the soita, yazir atzmai min hayayin. Because after all, we know that the nazir, that the soita, is put in a very compromised position, where as part of the method of getting her to admit her guilt, we uncover her hair. By the way, from there we learn out that a married woman must have her hair covered. That there's how much of her hair has to be covered? All of her hair. There's only a small shear, according to Rav Moshe, that a married woman is allowed to have uncovered, but a married woman is required on a biblical level to have her hair covered. And if that alone is something that we could take from, then it was worth the whole shir. But the Gemara tells us that the Rashi cites that the connection between the Nazir and the Soita is anyone who sees the Soita in her state of degradation should refrain from drinking wine and become a Nazir. And we would like to offer a really revolutionary pshat in this statement of Chazal. Okay, so let's start with the Ibn Ezra. Not to be confused with the Evan Ezra, because the Evan Ezra never existed. There is no person Evan Ezra. People erroneously call him Evan Ezra because they like to display their complete ignorance and amaratzos. There is nobody ever called Evan Ezra. There's Evan HaEzra in Shulchan Aruch, and Ibn Ezra, the son of Ezra, that was his name. And he explains, why does the Nazir, what does the word Nazir mean? So he says the word Nazir comes from the word Nazir. There's a crown of God on his head. How's that? What kind of crown is on his head? He says, almost everyone in the world is a slave, is not a free man. Really? What are we enslaved to? Says the Ibn Ezra, Da ki kol bnei adam avde ta'avos ha'olam. Everyone in the world is an eved to the desires of the world. I once had somebody, no, Rabbi Yud, how come you didn't come to the shir? What do you mean the shir? Last night was the Super Bowl. The night before was the seventh game of the NBA Finals. The night before was the Stanley Cup Finals. The night before was World Cup. I can't come to the shir. I'm busy. So Hashem did us a very big favor. This is one of the great silver linings of Corona, that there's no NBA, there's no NFL, there's no MLB. And they can't even get their act together to have an abbreviated season. So Hashem removed this impediment. But there are people who are avodim to their taiva. They have siddurim, they have opportunity to learn, but they're an eved, they cannot break free. Says Ibn Ezra, most people in the world are slaves to taiva. But the true king is who has freedom, wears a crown on his head. What is he a king over? He's a king over his desire. He's a king over taiva. So interestingly, the Chazal, the Torah, according to the Ibn Ezra, is dubbing the Nazir a king, a virtual king, because he reigns over his taiva and his desire. And that is why, this is definitely a explanation for that which the Gemara in Gittin says, that the Rabbanon are called Melachim. The rabbis are called kings. Why are the Rabbanon called Melachim? Like it says, Bi Melachim Yimloichu. The Rabbanon are called kings. Or, not only that, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Am Rabbi Rishon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shma, Rabbi Kiva, Kulis, Rilhu, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim. All Jews are considered kings. Why is that? Why is a Talmud Chacham referred to as a king? Why is every Jew a king? The answer is, based on what we're saying, is because Malchus is not someone who's wearing a golden crown and sitting on a throne wearing a purple robe. Melech means someone who conquers, who dominates, not dominates the street like Trump wants, which is also important, but someone who dominates his desire, dominates his taiva, rules over, in other words, he rules over his, yeah, I want to eat, I want leisure. But I'm able to say, I have responsibility now, and I'm going to fulfill my responsibilities, as opposed to someone who is a slave and enslaved to his taiva, to his desires, to his wants, to his passions. That person is not a melech. So interestingly, the Nazir is dubbed a melech. That's his first title. Number two, the Nazir is given another name, because the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh points out that what do we learn from a Nazir? What we learn is something very important. Lest a person say, you know, a person might think that, you know, there's nepotism in the world. God picked a certain tribe, the tribe of Levi, and they're either Levium or they're Kohanim. And Nebuch me, I'm a schlepper, I'm a Yisrael. So God doesn't like me, I have limited opportunity. You know, there ain't no equality in this religion. You know, maybe we should have protests. But the Al-Sheikh says, relax, you know, don't get so worked up about this. Because the truth is that real madregos and real levels in Avodas Hashem are not something you're born into, but something that could be achieved. God is saying, you want to be a Kohen, you could be greater than a Kohen. You don't have to be born from Shevet Levi. What does it say about the Kohen? La'aviv u'le'imai lo'yitama. What does it say about the Nazir? But there's one difference, because by the Kohen it says ki nezer shemen mishchas alei kaval roshay, that the reason why a Kohen Gadol cannot be metameh is because he has an external force of Kedusha, namely he was anointed with a special oil. So the Kohen Gadol cannot be metameh because he was anointed. So that means it's external Kedusha. Masha'inkin the Nazir, you know why he can't be metameh? He just can't be metameh because he clings to Hashem. In other words, the Al-Sheikh is learning that not only, like the Ibn Ezra said, is the Nazir likened and reckoned a melech, but he's also greater than a Kohen Gadol. He cannot be metameh to one of the seven close relatives like a Kohen Gadol. He's greater than a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol needs to have an external source of Kedusha. The Kedusha of the Nazir comes from an internal, intrinsic discipline that he refrains from drinking wine. And this is an idea that is enunciated and articulated by the famous Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. The Rambam says, not only Shevet Levi is sanctified, but any human being whose heart compels him, he is able to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and dedicate himself to Avodas Hashem and sanctify himself, Kodesh Kadoshim, the Rambam says. And God will be his share and his inheritance forever and ever. And he will be like a Kohen and a Levi. So we see that it is possible through hard work, through Avodas Hashem, through disciplined service of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to achieve Milos of Kahuna. So far we're learning two things. The Nazir is like a Melech. The Nazir is like a Kohen. What else? Comes the Shla HaKadosh, and the Shla HaKadosh reveals to us another dimension of the status of the Nazir. The Nazir is not allowed to drink what? Yayin. Cannot drink wine. Why can't he drink wine? The Shla HaKadosh, as he thematically discusses very often, talks about Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, and in the aftermath of Gan Eden. What did Adam HaRishon wear in Gan Eden before that sin? He wore what is called kasnois ar with an aleph. He wore garments of light. His soul illuminated, was luminescent through his body, and he wore literally his body radiated light, and he wore what is called kasnois ar. And even in fact, the Arizal tells us in the Sefer Torah of Rav Meir, it said kasnois ar with an aleph, because Rav Meir was on such a madrega. However, after the sin, his body was downgraded, and it said kasnois ar with an ayin. His body physicalized, and now he had to wear physical clothing because he was no longer coated with the light. Now, what did Adam HaRishon do wrong? What did he eat? He ate wine. He ate grapes. This is according to the Shita, that the Eitz Hadas was a grape. In fact, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh learns that Adam HaRishon was supposed to eat from the Eitz Hadas, Adam HaRishon was supposed to make Kiddush on it Friday night, but he prematurely ate from the tree, and that was and the rest was history. So says the Shla HaKadosh, the purpose of the Nazir is to overcome the degradation of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon ate from the grape prematurely. The avoida of the Nazir is to reach the Madrega of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. Where he's going, the Madrega of the Nazir is he's not going to partake of Yayin. And he's going to reach Madrega of Kosnois Ar with an Aleph, where his body is going to attain Kedusha. This is the avoida, this is the function of Naziros, to reach the Madrega of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. So what we're learning is that primarily there are three great levels and accolades and attributes that are accomplished by the Nazir. Number one, the Nazir is a Melech. He wears a crown on his head. That is the crown of Malchus, the crown of discipline, the crown of ruling over his taiva. Number two, the Nazir reaches Madrega of Kahuna, Kahuna Gedoyla. He cannot be metame to his seven closest relatives. And third of all, we learn that the Nazir reaches Madrega of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. So, it struck me as follows. You know, in the aftermath of Shavuos, in a way, it's such a downer. Why is it such a downer? Because think about what happened on Shavuos. God offered us the Torah. If we would have embraced the Torah and we would not have worshipped the Egel, think about what we would have been. God says, "V'atem tihuli mamleches kohanim." We would have been kings. We would have been malachim. We would have had sovereignty. We would have had real royalty. But we blew it with the Egel. What else would we have been? We would have been kohanim. Kohanim. How would it be? I'm not a kohen. And I see at least two Schwartzes just on my screen. And according to Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, you come from Shevet Yosef or something. Yeah? But I don't know about that. I'm not saying for sure, but I don't think you're kohanim. So, I'm not a kohen. You guys are not a kohen. I don't know about... I see three Schwartzes on my screen. I mean, you know, that's a lot of... now one of them... And Yaakov Tubi, you're not a kohen either, right? No. So, that's... A lot of people who are not kohanim. All Schwartzes, please go to the left column of the Zoom. You know? Thank you. So... So what does it mean, Va'atem Tiuli Mamleches Koyhanim? So we know there's a Balaturim that says that had Klal Yisrael been Zoicha, we would have all been Koyhanim Gedoylim. And La'asud Lavai, we will all be Koyhanim Gedoylim. So think about it. When the Ribbono Shel Olam offered us the Torah on Har Sinai, we would have been kings. We would have been Koyhanim Gedoylim. What else would we have been? We would have reached the Madrega of Adam Arishon Koydem Achet. Because we know, as we say in the Yom, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem. God said, oh, you're going to be Mekabel the Torah, you're going to be my Chelek, the Malach HaMavis not going to have any Shlita over you, and you're never going to die. But, because you sinned with the Egel, Achen Ka'adam Timusun, now you need to die like Adam, now you've lost the Madrega of Adam Arishon Koydem Achet. In other words, there were three Madregos that we would have achieved that Kabbalah HaTorah. We would have been Melachim, kings. We would have been Koyhanim Gedoylim. And we would have reached Madrega of Adam Arishon Koydem Achet. So Hashem gave me a great gift. So here it is, Shavuos. We all stand there. We're Mekabel the Torah. Bi'ahava, Berachamim, Beratzoin. It's amazing. We are all Mekabel the Torah. And we all reached the Madrega of kings. Mamlaches, we all reach the Madrega of Koyhanim, we reach the Madrega of Adam Rishon Koyhanim Achet, and then Shavuos is over and we blew it! We lost it! These are not Madregos that stick with us. We immediately serve the Egel, and we sort of lose that great status. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a big gift. The immediate aftermath of Shavuos, we read Parshas Nasai. Parshas Nasai, we have the Parsha of the Nazir. The Nazir shows that it is possible in this world to still be a melech even after the Chedo Egel. And that is with the proper discipline. If a person lives by curbing their taiva, by not partaking of everything just because they can, a person could attain a real malchus. Because says the Ibn Ezra, we are all avodim to our taiva, but the true melech, be malachim yemoichu, man malki rabbanon, kol Yisrael b'nei malachim him. So we're able to, that madrega of malchus that we would have attained on Har Sinai, we could still sort of hang on to a element of malchus by learning the parsha of Nazir. Furthermore, on Har Sinai we would have all been koyhanim, but we lost it. Hashem says, don't sweat it. Through Nazirus, you can mamish attain the madrega of koyen gadol, who is not metame la'aviv u'imai. Through discipline, when a person lives by curbing, by disciplining themselves, that is a way of attaining sai malchus and sai kahuna gadola. And not only that, says the Shla HaKadosh, the Madrega of Adam Arisha and Koydem Hachet, I am muted. I am muted. Why am I muted? Alt A, how do I do that? Could you hear me? Okay. Could you hear me? Okay. Could you hear me? You can hear me now? Okay. So a person is able to attain the Madrega of Adam Arishon before the Chet. Let's see. Okay. So, amazingly, in the aftermath of Shavuos, when we've been downgraded and lost all of these great attributes, we're able to study the Parsha of the Nazir in the immediate aftermath of Shavuos and attain these great levels that we lost. But then the Ribbono Shel'olam gifted me one added insight, and with this we will call it a night. We began this year by learning that which Chazal tell us, that somebody, what is the juxtaposition between the Nazir and the Soita? In other words, why after the Parsha of Soita do we have the Parsha of Nazir? Chazal say someone who sees the degradation of the Nazir should refrain from wine and become a Nazir. So we'd like to suggest as follows. What is the deeper message of Chazal? Kol haroya Soita bekukula. Friends, you know who the Soita is? You know who Chazal have deemed the Soita? Klal Yisrael are called the Soita. What? What's the comparison? Why are Klal Yisrael called the Soita? We know after Hashem gave us the Torah, we worshipped the Egel. And when Moshe saw us worshipping the Egel, Moshe broke the Luchais. Hashem gave Moshe Yasher Koyach for breaking the Luchais. Hashem said, Moshe, by you breaking the Luchais, you've deemed Klal Yisrael like a single woman who is Mezaneh because you broke the Kedushin. So we see that worshipping the Luchais was like an extramarital affair, according to Chazal. But not only that, Chazal deemed that act the act of a Soita, because when Moshe came down from Har Sinai, he ground up the Egel and he gave it to Klal Yisrael to drink. The Pasuk says in number 18, Parshas Kisu Salam and Beis Chof, Vayikach Eso Egel Asher Asu, Vayisroif Ba'ish, Vayirchan Ar Ashadok, Vayizar Al Pnei Amayim, Vayashkes Bnei Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael drank the waters. Says Rashi, Vayashkes Bnei Yisrael, Neskavin Lebodkam Kesoitois. Hashem wanted to test the Jewish people like a Soita. Moshe was testing us like a Soita. We're the Soita. Soita is a description of the Jewish people after the Chedo Egel. Who's the Soita? Klal Yisrael today. Haroya Soita Bekokula. When you see Klal Yisrael as a Soita, meaning in the aftermath of the Egel, when we've been downgraded and we're no longer not kings, we're not Malachim, we're not Kohanim Gedolim, we're not on the Madriga of Adam Rishon Kohen Mechen, and you're going to feel, Achen Vai, we're on the Madriga of Achen Ka Adam Tamoson, we're on such a low level, and a person might be downtrodden and demoralized. What should you do to be able to reattain all the madrigas that we gained on Har Sinai? Haroya Soita Bekukul, and you realize the downfall of Klal Yisrael after the Chedo Egel, Yazer Atzvim and Ayayin, you're able to attain those levels lost at Kabbalah HaTorah by disciplining ourselves, curbing our desires, and by emulating and inculcating the limudim of Nazir, we could attain the status of a melech. Nazir's milashon nezer. Who are the true kings? Those who rule over their desire, the Ibn Ezra says. We could attain the madrega of kahuna gedoyla. The nazir is someone who's not metame to shiva kroivim. And we attain the level of adon risham kaidim lechet, because as the Shlosh says, by refraining from wine, you are correcting that sin of adon risham for partaking of the eitz hadas. This may be the deeper kavana of Haroya Soita Bekokula Yazer Atzma Menayim. So everyone, thank you so much for joining us these past 3 months. And hope to see you on some other venues. And Be'ezus Hashem, wishing everyone Bracha V'Atzlacha. Oh, due to the finals, man. Oh, thank you. Can we get a copy of the Shir notes? Yeah. Gedalia, you there? Could you hear me? Yeah, okay. Okay, kol tov everyone. Be well. Baruch v'atzlacha. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.